3 o'clock crowd. What's up, people? It's Wednesday. It's been a good show, I think. Not bad. Tyler, what do you think?
It's been an awful show, Mace.
All right, thank you. Taking the other
side. No, it's been great. I've been having a good time.
Yeah.
You can't tell him that. See, this is one thing you got to learn about Mason. You can't tell him it's a bad show in the middle of the show.
It'll take over the show.
What if he tosses to me, I just have to say it's great.
No, Juan says, don't take the show so seriously.
Juan is right.
I take it too seriously.
I think we've talked about that many times.
You think I take it too seriously?
Hell yes.
When you get a text after the show being like, that show sucks.
Get up on that table and plank. You're taking the show right now, too seriously.
I can plank my ass off. All right. So, Bergman, you came at me today.
I came
Come
at you.
At me.
Come at me.
You sent me this little note about a squirrel at Yankee Stadium, and then you literally said Mason would run.
Did you see this?
Describe what happened.
I believe I did, but I'll pretend I didn't. What happened, Greg? Okay,
so at Yankee Stadium, there was a squirrel that was running across the outfield fence.
Yes.
And every fan that was there looked shocked and scared, and their mouth was wide open. And
well,
I was wondering.
Surprising, right, to see a squirrel.
Well, especially on the East Coast. Yeah. It's a little bit different. Like, over here, we're used to them here.
Mason would run like there would be a fire.
No. Right? That's yeah.
He would trample.
I would capture the squirrel.
Children and women on his way up to the top of the concourse.
I would take my helmet nachos. I would dump them out, and I'd get the squirrel under the helmet.
Okay, now pretend it's Tuesday and say exactly what you would do. You would just sit there. You would jump out of your seat, jump over the seats, push everyone away, and get out of there.
Nachos.
No.
Dump them out and catch it under the helmet.
Zero chance.
Yeah, I have no fear of squirrels. By the way, they can be dangerous. They really are just rats with tails. Let's be honest.
Especially if you have food there.
A squirrel is just a rat with a tail. So I understand why people get very, very worked up about it. But like, for example, in my house, when we got a loose possum. Juan says, go get the possum. I go out and get the possum.
That's a lie.
No, that's 100% true.
Tell us, where is any video of you getting a possum?
I don't know that Juan has videoed it. Well, yeah. You know what?
Juan,
don't do anything without putting it on video. What are you talking about?
My possum.
No way you get close to a possum.
You know what?
It's not a lie.
You've lost.
If you
There's
believe
no way.
Me.
I don't mess with possums.
Tyler's lost mic privileges now.
No, he hasn't.
No, I have no fear. I have no fear. That's the thing about me. I will do anything. I will try anything. I will catch the squirrel.
Remember when we were doing that remote and the tent collapsed and he ran away like
big gust of wind.
I'm out.
I was trying.
We gotta get out of here
to save lives. I was trying to save lives.
Your own.
I'm all about saving lives.
Yeah, your own life. You just let the thing crash on the three of us.
I really think you will do almost anything, but in the moment when it happens, that's when you freak out.
No, I run towards the crisis. I run right towards the crisis.
If it was on the other side of the building,
he
maybe
would run from that squirrel and with the pins in his foot, limping up the aisle. He'd be trampling old ladies. It'd be funnier now.
You would be the guy on SportsCenter every single
night. That's enough
of
that.
No, you don't want to take
stop.
That anymore?
No, stop.
Ted, come at me.
Yeah. Ed, we're just coming at you.
Yes, you are.
Ask and you shall receive.
You know what's really good? You'll never guess what I was going to say.
Okay, what's really good?
Schnitzel. Schnitzel is
you're right.
Great.
I would not have guessed schnitzel. I haven't had schnitzel in years.
So I got schnitzel last night. We went to this place called Rasselbach in my neighborhood, German kind of beer joint. And the schnitzel, what I want to know is how do they get it so thin? Like, are they pounding the schnitzel out so that it gets really thin and they can turn it into schnitzel?
You didn't think to ask them when you were in the schnitzel place?
I didn't. Is there a schnitzel person here, Greg? Do they pound it out or is it naturally thin?
I mean, I can call Wiener Schnitzel for you and see what they
That's
think about
not,
it.
They don't serve hot. They serve hot dogs. They don't serve schnitzel.
They're called schnitzel.
Yeah,
Wiener
schnitzel.
Yeah, but I think Mason's right. I don't think they serve schnitzel at Wiener Schnitzel.
I've seen an Israeli woman make schnitzel, and she would butterfly a chicken breast and then hammer it flat. Yes.
And she would hammer it. She'd have it like a food hammer.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's chicken and schnitzel?
There's chicken schnitzel. There's pork schnitzel. And veal schnitzel. It's
schnitzel, I believe, is the way it's prepared.
So schnitzel, by the way, really tough to say.
I may be the world's biggest idiot. I thought schnitzel was a dessert.
No!
I swear to God, I did.
Chicken fried steak, John.
Strudel. That, no, it's
no. I've always thought schnitzel was a dessert. It came up in a Hallmark movie last year, and they said you got to go to this place. They have the greatest schnitzel, and I thought that meant they were going in there for dessert.
No, it's either veal or pork.
Jorge,
or
did you know schnitzel was
No, I knew it was food, not a dessert, though.
Yeah, I've never had
schnitzel.
No, I never had.
Let's all go for schnitzel after the show. It's delicious. It's just deep fried deliciousness.
I've never even. I mean, I've heard of it. I just don't know what it actually is.
Oh, let's go for schnitzel.
Think of it like tempura. You can tempura.
If it was any other day,
Let's plan a schnitzel night.
Too bad.
I think you should. I think you should bring schnitzel in tomorrow.
Bring schnitzel. I don't know how it travels.
From the store to here.
I don't know how schnitzel travels.
It better be in a tin, in one of those metal tins.
Correct, because it's part of it is it's crispy.
You got to keep it hot and crispy.
You got to keep it crispy. All right, so what did I tell you? Oh, yeah. So, John, I'm going to hit the Seinfeld for the second time this segment. Everybody's gambling now. And apparently, it's a lot of kids. A lot of the kids are gambling, John. So, new study. By the way, somebody on Twitter, did you see the guy that said, I said, I read a study and you said,
yes, I did see this. Where was it? He said, hold on, let me find it.
Yeah, find it. It's very funny.
Here it is.
Venice Mace says,
I read about this study, Bergman Gregg. Source, Venice Mace. Trust me, bro.
Trust me, bro.
Sounds about right.
So this is a real study.
The other one was fake. This
that
is real.
In colleges, this just came out, in colleges, 67% of students living on campus are bettors and tend to bet at a higher frequency, with 41% of students who bet wagered on their school's team. 67%.
That's way higher than I would have guessed.
Of students living on campus are bettors.
The reason I didn't gamble a lot when I was in college, I didn't have any money. I mean, where are they getting the money?
Their parents.
They're taking their money from the parents that they're supposed to be using for school.
When you're in college.
Gambling at all?
Yeah.
Did you get money from mom and dad when you were in college?
I did, and I was told that if I went one day more than 4 years, I was on my own.
That's exactly what happened to Juan, too. One day more than 4 years, and you're
all
out
my
of
friends
UCSB.
Going 5, 6 years. Shout out to the great Vic Karadakis, sixth year senior at UCLA, my big brother in the fraternity.
Nice.
But no, I was told we will pay for 4 years of college, and the second the 4 years is up, you're on your own.
Right.
And Bergman, so that was
did
it.
Did you get money for your 18 months of college?
It was right around that, actually. It was actually less.
I think
you're giving me actually a little bit more. I was only there for a year. So yes, I did get money for it each month, and I used it within 3 days.
I sent you guys this story about a week ago.
Not on gambling.
No, but it's about college. Is it, if you know, I always thought college was to prepare you for the rest of your life.
Sure.
If, like you, you're a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You have a degree.
Correct.
You really don't need it. Was it important for you to get it?
I learned, for this job, I learned a lot of history, a lot of pop culture. My degree was actually in pop culture, Bachelor of Liberal Studies in the College of Pop Culture at Bowling Green State University.
Bachelor of Liberal Studies. What a shock.
Yeah, what a shock. But no, so I do use all the information that I absorbed over, and when I have random movie, TV,
right, but like
sports.
When I hear a story about a guy going back to, I'm trying to remember what the context of the story was. Guy went back and got his degree, and part of it was that he promised his mom, who passed away, that he was going to do it. So the reasons were personal. But I hear a lot of people, like, I don't think Michael ever went back and got his degree. I don't think anybody in maybe Mikey, who went to Pepperdine, got his.
Right.
But I don't think Clay has his degree. Maybe he does. I'll have to ask Michael next time I talk to him. But those guys.
It's Todd Bowles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach.
Exactly. Okay, so Todd Bowles is a head coach in the NFL. He's going to be a coach for the rest of his life. He's been a great assistant. Now he's a head coach in Tampa.
37 years after he left college.
And part of Todd's reasoning was that he promised his mom, so it was weighing on his mind. But take his mom out of it.
Yeah.
If you didn't get your degree and you go back to get it just to check the box.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
So box checking was important to me. I was the first kid in the family to go to college, and so graduating from college was a really big deal.
That's what LeBron said when they asked him about Bronny. The day Bronny decided to commit to USC, there was a Laker playoff game.
Right.
And after the game, somebody said to LeBron, "What do you think about your son announcing today that he's going to go to USC?" And LeBron said something that I'd never thought about. he said, and that you just hit on it. He said, well, if I'm being honest, his dad didn't go to college. His mom didn't go to college. My mom sure as hell didn't go to college. She was busy raising me. So he's the first one in our family to go to college and get an offer for a scholarship. And so to us, it's a very big deal.
Yes.
But
I get that scenario,
but
right?
For Todd Bowles, if you take his mom out of it, I don't see the point. He's already established in his career. He didn't need to do it. It was important to him, so I say more power to him. But if my son came to me and he was a success, my son was Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm thinking about going back to school. I would say, why? You've already accomplished. Like we've talked about Peter Jennings, the old news anchor. I don't even think graduated from high school.
Larry King didn't graduate from high school.
Yeah. Bill Gates didn't graduate from college. Steve Jobs. Yeah. So once you get out in the world and make your way, you've won. You don't have to go back and check that
box. So there is a thing.
But I will say this. My first news director,
yep,
who hired me in Monroe, Louisiana, I said to him, because I was curious, I said, hey, I see how many tapes you look at every day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why'd you hire me? He goes, well, this is what I do. He goes, first thing I want is a college graduate. You can't finish college. I don't want you working for me because I don't think you have a good work ethic. You were a college graduate, so you went in the good pile, and then you won it out from there. So there were people back in the 80s who said, this degree is a prerequisite for you to get hired.
And there are still certain...
Even though I was doing a performance job.
There are still certain professions where the college degree is the price of admission, but, and I, this is not an original thought. No, actually, it is an original thought. Apprenticeships are a really big deal now. You know, learning a skill, learning a trade is just as good as getting a college degree. You agree?
Right. Yeah, I do.
That's an original thought.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Just thought that one up. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bravo. Bravo.
Jorge, do you have a college degree?
I do not. I went straight to junior college. I interned and I worked my way up.
Is it something that is important to you to go back and do?
No, not to
me. If you came to me and said, I'm thinking about going back and doing it, I would say only do it if it's on your mind and it's bothering you. If you think you need to do it to get ahead, you've already proven that you can do this job. Yeah, so I wouldn't encourage you to do it unless it was for like what Todd Bowles did it for, moral reasons or ethical reasons that he wanted to honor his mom.
But like if a company like, because you're the executive producer of the Mandy Awards.
Right.
If a company like George Lucas, Light and Magic, you know, that thing, if they came to you and said, do you want to come here and do an apprenticeship and learn all this new production stuff, you would take them up on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's not like...
That's not college, but exactly. That's learning in that... Yeah. Now, Tyler, did you attend a university?
I did, yeah. I went to CSUN.
Northridge.
Okay. Whoa. Now we're going to make fun of you because that's the...
I love Northridge.
That's the alma mater of both A. Martinez Northridge. And Dave Singer.
Just saw A. Martinez.
You did? How's he doing?
He's doing good.
He's like... most people who worked for us, he's now past us career-wise.
Mr. NPR guy. Yeah.
Can we pull Tyler's voice cracking?
Yeah, it was there. Yeah.
Oh, I did the Peter Brady. Yeah. When it's time to change.
What was your course of study there, Tyler?
Communication studies.
Yeah, and is that paying off for you? Or?
Yeah, I think it's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's working.
It's good.
You want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
Carlo, Laura, Funches, me, we all went to the same junior college.
Is it El Camino or different?
No, Mount San Antonio College.
Wow.
Mount SAC.
Yeah, Mount SAC.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we
awesome.
All came out of there. That program taught us what we know.
So it's a pipeline.
Yeah.
I've said
to
often,
ESPN LA.
I've said oftentimes, by the way, Tyler, that I'm just waiting. I love CSUN. I think Northridge is fantastic.
I agree.
And I have always wanted to give a commencement address. It's that time of year, and I would like to give the commencement address at CSUN.
If they asked me, you know what I would say?
What? If it was any other night?
No. Oh. That too. But I would say, you guys give out degrees?
Yeah. Ooh. Right. That's really nice.
It's the really price
rough.
Of admission.
By the way, isn't it weird that I've talked about giving commencement addresses before and no one has asked me to do it?
Shocking.
I'd even do a high school.
Wow.
I'd even do a high school. Because I've got wisdom to impart.
What would be the number one main piece of wisdom you would impart?
Never get outworked.
That's good.
Never get outworked.
I would add two words to that.
What?
Stay humble.
Stay humble.
And never
good.
Get outworked.
That's, that stay humble is my thing. I own humble.
That's never been said.
Humble is my jam.
Ever.
Humble is my jam.
Humble is my jam. Okay.
Coming up next. Did you see that Ray Allen thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's really interesting. You're going to have a good take on it. Ray Allen said something intriguing about...
Ray Allen, who once told you, along with me, that you just had a sprain when you actually shattered your foot in nine places. Yeah.
He has named his top five NBA starters of all time. I want to get your take on it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Love, what's love got to do with it?
The great Tina Turner passed away today at the age of 83. So, you know, we were talking about obit reels and how every TV station and news organization has got an obit reel put together for everybody. You know, I think they should show it before the person dies.
You know,
I would like to see my obit reel before I die.
I don't know if you're saying that to be funny.
Dead cold serious.
Why? I'll take it a step further. Why don't we have living funerals?
I am in favor of the living funeral.
This was a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I think that I don't understand why we honor these people. We say all this great stuff about them and they never get to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tina should have seen her obit reel yesterday so she could see the career sort of unfold and all that. I mean, don't you want to see your obit reeled before you go?
Like, let's say if you hit 80,
yep.
For your 80th birthday should be your living funeral.
Totally agree. Bergman, living funeral.
I mean, yeah, that'd be great. But, I mean, don't you just go on the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter page and see your reel all the time?
Stop. What my nice, reel? Man. What do you mean? What is my reel?
All of your different exploits you've done
over
the
years.
I guess
that's kind of a, yeah, I'd say that's a resume.
Yeah, it's pretty much what you do.
Yeah. But I like the idea of having the pre-funeral.
Yeah.
The honoring of the person before the person actually goes. And, like, it would be cool to see the video reel before you actually die.
What do you think, Sedano?
Sedano.
Do you want to see your obit reel before you die?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I want to see
that's what I say.
All the good stuff.
Why
exactly.
not?
All right.
People are going to say a bunch of nice.
The great John Ireland. Why not?
If people are going to say a bunch of nice stuff about me, I want to hear it while I'm alive.
Right. Why? You'll never hear it. You're going to be dead.
By the way, did you hear what Sedano did yesterday?
No.
He brokered a truce between McManaman and Kavanaugh.
Yeah, it will not be discussed any further, though. We're done.
Okay. Yes. But I'm glad you did.
We're all good.
No.
Everyone
no
is good.
But that's a tired
no
man,
beef,
right?
No issues.
All right. So, but I will say this. I knew that's how this would end because they're both great guys.
Yes.
I knew there would not be any like beef beyond this.
No.
Every once in a while you'll see somebody and you'll go, well, that guy's of course he doesn't like him. That guy's an idiot. Neither one of those guys are.
You know what happened when the peace was brokered?
What's that?
Cappy said.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
But yeah, who doesn't want to get their flowers before they die?
Yeah,
you're not going to hear it. Hey, exactly. It's nice for the rest of your family to hear it, but you're not going to hear
it. Yeah, I want to hear all the good stuff.
That's why we should celebrate you guys.
What about we want to celebrate you guys?
No, because you guys you guys deserve celebration.
Let's admit something here. Isn't that kind of what the Mandy's is?
Well, we celebrate all our
we celebrate ourselves.
Right.
We celebrate the station. No, but we celebrate our listeners.
I don't know if you heard the bit we were doing the other, not the bit, the clip that was running on a promo the
no,
other day where I
it?
Said, only we can make fun of Mason in Ireland. Yes. Nobody else is allowed to.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that because Laura and Lindsay get out of hand, I think, with their shots.
Well, no, I meant as in we as a show unit.
Oh, I thought just you and Cappy.
But
and
if
not
Travis
Lindsay.
And Sliwa and Emily and Taylor start making fun of you, we are fighting. We will be a united front.
Lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out.
Yeah.
Hey, so, will you please explain to Bergman and Mason that Trae Young is not a selfish jerk and he's a really good player?
Or he'd be a good fourth for the Lakers?
Are you not a Trae Young fan either?
Ooh,
okay.
I'm the only one on Trae Young Island.
He's a good player.
We need shooting, George.
No, but he can't play defense worth a lick.
But neither can D'Angelo Russell or Kyrie Irving.
He's worse than that.
No, they're all three bad.
No, he's the worst of the three.
He's the worst three at defense?
Yes. If you can't play a lick of defense, isn't that – there has to be a bottom. Aren't they all zeros?
No, Trey's a different level of worst at defense. And you can game plan around him. Now, maybe not with LeBron and AD, but
I don't think the Lakers can trade for him anyway. I think it's too complicated.
I just don't like – you know what I mean? Like, he's not Steph Curry, you know what I mean?
Right, but we desperately need a consistent three-point shooter, and he shoots 35 to 40% every year.
And look, I like him, in my very limited interactions with him. So this is not a personal thing. I just don't like the archetype because I don't think, I get he can shoot like Steph Curry and Dame, but he's not as big as those guys.
Right, and what I think, you talk about shooting, we just need a few KCPs.
Yes.
Yeah, but those they're hard to find.
Right, but those are the guys.
Wait, you had
a couple of those.
I know.
The Kyle Kuzma
tweet.
The Kyle Kuzma tweet was hilarious.
Oh,
did you
so
see
awesome.
This?
Yeah. By the way, I would welcome Kuz back here in a heartbeat.
Amen.
So for those that don't know what I'm talking about, I guess somebody tweeted out a video of Rob Pelinka saying, or the quote of Rob Pelinka saying, we're going to build around our young players. Heard that before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to find a way to get Kuz back here. I don't know if we could do it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, listen, in retrospect, if you could undo that deal.
The Westbrook deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a different – under the Westbrook deal?
You might be, in the finals for, the second or third time.
Hey, do you agree with me now that Boston found a way to win a game that this thing's going six or seven? Probably seven?
Six. I had six originally, and I've stuck to six. So it's funny. When it was –
I knew they were going to make shots in one game.
When it was 3-0, somebody, one of the league is a little sensitive right now because, people on Twitter are idiots and they're like, the NBA, they're following the script. They love to do that. Everything's predetermined.
If they were following the script, it would have been
Lakers
in the finals.
100%. So let's just say the league is a little sensitive about that. And I don't blame them because I think it's stupid and annoying too.
Have you seen the script?
I have never seen the script.
Oh, okay.
No, but the referees, the extender.
The extender was there last night.
But the three previous extender games, he didn't extend.
That's true.
That's the stupid part of all of this.
It's confirmation bias, though, right?
Yeah, it is. That's all it is. It's stupid. And all it takes is one dumbass to make a Photoshop that may not even be accurate that says, your team is 0-147 when Scott Foster comes to town,
Yeah.
So whatever.
A friend of mine who works with the league just emailed me the script.
Oh, there you go.
What's it say?
I don't want to reveal anything. But don't count on Trae Young being here.
I wasn't counting on it anyway. Yeah.
But who wins
game five between Boston and the Heat?
According to the script, Miami closes it out.
Oh, wow. Jimmy Buckets. Yeah. So a league person, when it was 3-0, I was like, what do you think? I said, Boston will win game four. They're not going to lose four straight.
52 years now.
Yeah.
Going to be 53 now.
Yeah. They're not going
to
lose four.
There's not
four
been
straight.
Two sweeps in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals ever.
So I said they were going to win one in Miami. They'll win the one at home. Everybody will go, uh-oh, are they the 2004 Red Sox?
Right.
And then Jimmy Butler and Spo will snatch their souls and it'll be over.
Yeah, probably.
That's my script.
Oh, is that your script?
That's the Sedano script.
That's not the script.
No, it's the Sedano script.
Because the script says that Miami closes them out.
That Jimmy Buckets rips their heart out tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'd be fine with that too.
Yeah. Now I know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not in the league, but I have the script.
You have the script.
The script is the most important.
Well, who's playing point guard for us next year?
Not Trae Young, he said.
Do you really want...
I do want to know, yes.
I don't want to do spoilers.
I don't want to spoil.
Why don't you save it for the other side?
Oh, I'll save it, yeah. Plus, I want to ask, did you see the Ray Allen thing? I want to do the Ray Allen thing. Do you know the Ray Allen thing?
I do know the Ray Allen
thing. Okay, we'll do the Ray Allen thing, too. All right. Mason Ireland, Shidano's hanging out, 710 ESPN.
Oh, Tina.
Tina.
Gone too soon?
Yep.
Even at 83?
Did you ever see her in concert?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God, what a powerhouse.
I can only imagine.
I would take 83. If they offered you 83 right now, would you take it?
Do you want 83?
No,
my dad died at 83.
My goal is to get as far as I can go. If I can get to that century mark, I'll take it.
If I could guarantee you it, so here's the deal.
The longer I live, the better chance they find ways to reverse age.
No, but George, here's the deal.
Interesting.
I'll give you 83.
Yeah.
Okay, right now. Or you take your chances. But I can guarantee you 83.
If it's that, then I'm guaranteeing 83. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good run.
83 is a good number.
Oh, it is a good number.
My dad only made 74, so. Yeah.
79, you know, for my dad.
Yeah.
My grandparents made 90 on my mom's
side. My grandma made 101.
So, leaving, well, in your case.
Although, honestly, what was the.
You're leaving 18 years on the table.
The last five were just boring as hell. Yeah. I mean.
My thing is, I'm hoping to live long enough where. Again, technology catches up. We can start to do the Benjamin Button thing a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Maybe not all the way to being a baby again, but.
I just want to live till a day before miserable.
Yeah. Miserable is never fun.
What was the Tuesday was with Maury thing? He said, I want to stay alive as long as I want to be able to wipe my own.
Know what? Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah, and if I can't do that, I'm out.
Now, Shadano and Cap, it seems like. You guys win a lot of Mandy Awards. You won a lot.
We did. We won five, six, whatever it was. Yeah.
But this year, the only award I care about.
The only one is Host of the Year.
No.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland Show.
Show of the Year.
Oh, Show of the Year.
Show of the Year.
So you didn't even care about Host of the Year.
John,
you shouldn't want to redeem yourself after last year. No, I voted for you.
You guys take all the rest of the awards. I just want Show of the Year. That's all.
That's it?
If we win it, I'm going to throw the trophy at Sliwa as an honor of reconciliation.
Please don't do that.
No, I'm going to tell him it's coming.
No, he should be able to throw it at you.
Yeah. Right.
That's what should happen.
I'm going to say, you guys have never won a Mandy Slee. This is for you. Here it comes. Boom. What do you think?
Yes, but I like him throwing the trophy back at
you. Fair enough.
I think he owes you.
A trophy needs to be thrown.
I asked Ireland this yesterday, Shadano. Is it possible to go over the top on what I wear at the Mandy Awards?
Never.
That's what I said.
No.
Impossible. I told him to think Met Gala. You can't.
You can pull that off.
You cannot. Like Met Gala, the more absurd, the better.
I could wear this at the Met Gala.
So remember that.
Okay.
More absurd, the better. Now, excellent. What's the Ray Allen story?
Okay, the Ray Allen story. So Ray Allen was asked for his all-time starting five. He added, he did his top five and a sixth man. Here's what he said.
What would be your all-time starting five with a sixth man?
With a sixth man?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. Magic. Larry, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, and six man. I've never been asked six man. Six man.
Manu Ginobili?
No. He's a great six man, but it would be, six man would be like.
Struggling.
I would say LeBron.
LeBron is the sixth man.
Yeah. All right. Here's the problem with that list.
No Kareem.
Right.
Yeah.
Kareem has to be on there. People say
Kareem over Shaq. Yeah. Olajuwon before Shaq. In my opinion.
Olajuwon before Shaq.
Shaq says that.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, they say Bill Russell was the greatest defensive center of all time. And Wilt Chamberlain was the greatest offensive center of all time. And Kareem was both.
Yeah.
He was great defensively, great offensively. Kareem has to be there. Mm-hmm. I like Magic and Jordan at the guards, although I'm a little partial to Kobe.
LeBron has got to be at the starting five. I'm sorry.
Over Larry Bird.
Over Larry Bird.
Yeah. LeBron's better than Larry Bird.
I think when he was asked afterwards, he said he needed shooting. So that's why he had Bird on the floor as the starter.
Yeah, LeBron has got to be a starter.
That's true. Think about it. My team doesn't have any shooting yet. If I have Kareem, Jordan, Magic, LeBron, I do need somebody who can fill it up. Maybe I could.
You take Magic up with Steph Curry?
Maybe move Jordan to the small forward and put Steph in.
Yeah.
Or, wow, that's a hard one. Because you do have to.
You can make a case for Steph.
Yeah,
for sure.
You do have to have somebody who can shoot the ball. So that may be it. Put Steph in the backcourt with Magic. Have Magic bring the ball up. Turn Steph into the
shooting
guard.
Have Jordan and LeBron.
Jordan and LeBron are your forwards
and
Kareem in the middle.
Yeah. That's a good team.
That's a team. Well, Ray, he got sprung.
My six.
I mean, he also clearly was not ready for the question.
If Ray had time to think about it, I think it would.
And let me tell you something. Having covered Ray, for a very short amount of time, he is super meticulous. Like, I'm sure you saw him.
Shoots more jumpers and warm-ups than anybody I've ever
seen. And I'm sure you've seen him out there hours and hours and hours before regular season games, not just, like, playoff games.
Shoots, like, 1,000 shots on game days.
Wow. So that shot, that famous shot he hit,
yep,
the Game 6 one against San Antonio, true story, he practiced that. He would lay down on the floor, jump up, spring up, and sprint backwards to the three-point line to the corner. And he practiced that every single day.
I think you can make an argument that that is the greatest shot in NBA history.
Because Ori's wasn't in a finals.
Correct. And it not only forced a game 7,
yep,
but had he missed it, the Spurs win the title.
And it changes history completely. LeBron has only one championship at that point.
Yep.
Everything changes. So many things change at that point.
So Ray Allen may also be the worst
GM.
Medical.
Okay, true story.
Advisor.
I heard about this once. So, I think you guys.
Mason. One day there was these guys. We used to do, like, we had this goofy TV show where we'd bring in people to do all this goofy sports stuff. And one time we brought in these guys on bicycles, like BMX bikes.
Yeah.
And they're jumping all around, and there's a bar that's 3 or 4 feet high, and this guy figured out a way to jump with his bike like over
this
three,
very impressive
3 or 4 foot bar. Yeah. And Mason goes, you know, I could just jump over that. I go, you can't jump over that. He goes, watch, I'll jump. And he jumps over the bar and he lands. And the very first thing you said was, I think I just broke my foot. And Ray Allen was in studio with us that day. And Ray and I looked at his foot and we went, you're fine, man. It's just a sprain. Elevate it, put it on ice, you'll be fine. He broke it in 9 places. He shattered it.
You're like bird bones.
Oh, yeah. It was bird bones, exactly. Yeah, no, it just shattered. But Ray Allen, I saw him at the Olympics must have been in 2000. That was Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Saw him at the Olympics, and we were going to do an interview, and we walked in. I said, Ray, do you remember me? He goes, yeah, you're that guy. You're that guy.
That's funny.
All right, we got Game of Games you're going to play.
Sure, let's
we
go.
Will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is my game today. What is our score currently, Bergman, for the month of May?
Well, right now, John Ireland has the lead. He has 5. I have 4. Where'd it go? Oh, I just
lost 3.
It.
I have 3.
You have 3. Mason has 3. Sliwa 1, Jorge 1, Momo 1, Pepe 1, Jacob 1.
And they're all worth 2 starting
I haven't
tomorrow.
Even played
tomorrow.
This month yet.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, no.
Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow. Worth
starting
2.
Tomorrow, they're worth 2. And I've got 10,
by the way, Bergman, your game tomorrow. Jorge, you on up. Friday. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've got $10,000 on me winning the month.
Tyler, do you want to make
Because that's
game?
Having Tyler, how many times outright?
Just kidding.
Yeah, Mace, how many times does that happen?
This is my month.
Okay.
Yeah, May. You didn't answer the question.
Mace.
In the 4 years we've been playing this game, how many months have you won?
You know what? You can talk about the history, the past.
I'm not here to talk
about
the past.
I'm all about the future.
Okay, Mark McGuire.
I did, yeah. I went to see Sun.
All right, so... This, Tyler, you're in on this game.
Let's get
okay.
it.
Okay, so this game is the birthday game.
And I did, yeah. I went to CSUN.
Northridge.
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 Hey, my wife went there. You better be careful.
No, it's the way he said it.
I had a voice crack.
It's his voice crack.
When it's time to change.
So I've got a birthday game.
You've got to rearrange.
This is everybody celebrating a birthday this week, and it's Jeopardy style.
Oh,
Jeopardy
okay. God, style. I gotta
so you have
that
to answer
part.
In the form of a question.
Who is your
so Donald will screw that
I
up.
I always screw
He'll
it up.
He'll get the answer, but he won't answer in the form
every
of
time.
A question.
Just what? Phrase it as a
yeah,
question.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, this elite NFL quarterback has the mafia rooting for him.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Josh Allen?
Who is Josh Allen? Absolutely correct. Has the mafia
See what you
rooting
did there.
For him. Yeah. Ireland's up. Number two. She's saying, I got you, babe. With
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Cher?
Who is Cher is correct. Yeah, she is 77 years old.
You want to share some of these questions?
Ireland 2-0 over the field.
Yeah.
Number three. This alt-rock legend was the frontman for the Smiths.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Who is Morrissey?
Who is Morrissey? Absolutely
Very
correct.
Very good,
yeah.
George.
Sedano's on the board. Number four. This price of right...
Tyler?
I didn't even
Drew Carey.
Say it.
First of all, you got
Greg.
Oh, no.
I said it.
Who is Drew Carey?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Tyler. Tyler.
You're welcome, yeah. Ireland. You
said it over and over again, yeah. Tyler.
Oh, man. I didn't even get the question out. You
even
had
I got it right this time.
I'm competing with Ireland over here. I got to chime in quick.
Okay, number five. This Los Angeles Ram may be the greatest defense.
Ireland. Who is Aaron Donald?
Good Lord. Yes, 31 this week, Aaron Donald.
I think he's got it locked up, yeah?
Ireland 3, Tyler 1,
I have
Sonata 4. 1.
No, Tyler has
Tyler,
zero.
Tyler didn't get
didn't
it.
Get
oh,
one.
He
Tyler
didn't answer in the
it.
Form
only
of a question.
Only me and Ireland have
Ireland,
done it.
I think you have locked it up.
All right, let's keep going.
We'll keep going. Born Robert Allen Zimmerman.
Ireland. Who is Bob Dylan?
Yes, that is correct.
Stop. Crazy how this works out, how you put it all towards Ireland.
Number seven.
Complaining. That's minus one.
Oh, minus one. Minus one.
Good. I'll take it. That's fine.
Minus one.
Just because you put your questions towards Ireland.
Minus two.
Make it 1,000.
That's it.
You're out of here. The game was over anyway.
It's very good use. It's like a guy who gets thrown out of a game. He's losing 10-1.
What does it matter at that point?
Earl Weaver, you're here just to screw us.
Okay, I've got three left. Here we go. Comedian has a lot in common with Mason, but he's usually associated with a guy named Cheech.
Tyler.
Sedano, I heard first.
Who is Chong?
Who is Chong? Very acceptable, yes. Who is Tommy? Number eight. He is both the hero and the evil doctor in
Sedano.
Ireland. Or, I'm sorry, Sedano.
See? He just wants Ireland to get it.
Minus
2,000.
Who is Mike Myers?
Who is Mike Myers is correct. Yes, he is 59 years old. And the last one. You may see her wearing black lace and spinning around at a Fleetwood Mac.
Ireland. Who is Stevie Nicks?
That is correct. And Ireland.
Lord have
almost
mercy.
Did anyone else other than you and me get any of these?
No, but Bergman has minus 2,000, which is very impressive.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, I'll take it.
Is there a tiebreaker?
Yeah, there is a tiebreaker.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
It's Fleetwood Mac. 2001.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album is the 9th biggest selling album of all time. How many units has it sold? Let's make this closest without going over. The answer is in the millions.
Okay.
In the millions. Ireland, you're up first.
That's a great album.
It is a great album.
I am going to say 44 million copies.
44 million. Write these down, John.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Number two, Bergman. Closest without going over.
Close without going over. 75,372,132.
You had to be difficult. Tyler.
I'll go in between. I'm going to say 57,400,000.
Okay. Jorge.
What is 65 million?
What is 65 million?
There's a play here, George.
There is a play here, George.
Let's say $1.
And you win 41.2 million.
Oh, I almost had it.
You were very, very close.
I almost had it.
41.2 million is the number of albums that that thing sold. Now, is that Yacht Rock? Is Fleetwood Mac Yacht Rock?
Some songs. Like the one that they used to sell the cars that played everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everywhere is played on Yacht Rock all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
But no, and I think Fleetwood Mac is now done because all the band members say now that Christine McVie has passed away, they'll never play again.
They all hated each other, too.
Towards yeah. the, well, they
all married each other, dated each other.
They all hated Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other people
did
hated
Lindsey
each other.
Did Lindsey Buckingham date Christine McVie? I think she
no,
did.
No, she was married to John McVie. I think Lindsey Buckingham dated Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that was all. And I heard that when they were at their peak, they would all get in their own limo and drive in different directions. After
Same with
concert.
The Eagles at the end.
Yeah, Eagles, right? Hell, you know. Hell freezes over. Exactly. By the way, do you? Morales comes in here rolling with Yacht Rock every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is that not just a huge turnoff? I think that is.
I
a
like
huge
Yacht Rock.
Oh, I hate Yacht Rock.
I do.
You subscribe to Apple Music, right?
I do.
They have a Yacht Rock playlist that they update every week.
Oh,
yeah, and
I
there's
will
a
make
Yacht
sure
Rock's
I don't
channel.
Listen to it.
I'm
yeah.
serious.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah,
it's enough. I get it. Kenny
People
Loggins.
Like it.
Kenny Loggins. I get
old
it.
White guys like that.
There's somebody.
It's like your microcasting.
But I'm not an old white
there
guy.
There is somebody
so.
More.
Neither am I.
There's somebody more associated. Well, there's three people that are in heavy rotation on the Yacht Rock.
Kenny
got
Loggins.
One of them. Who are the other two?
Christopher Cross.
Correct?
Oh, yeah.
And this is the biggest one. This guy's number one. Both as the leader of a band and a solo artist.
Sting?
He is the patron. No. He is the patron saint of Yacht Rock. There is more Yacht Rock coming from this man than anyone ever.
And he was a leader of a band.
He was the lead singer of a very successful band and then had a very successful solo career and now goes on tour.
Michael McDonald.
Boom!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Michael McDonald.
Goes on tour as the leader of the Yacht Rock concert.
Is that right?
It's him, Christopher Cross, and occasionally special guest Kenny Loggins.
Wow. That's fantastic. I would like to have...
Hey, so no games tonight.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
It sucks.
For the first time in a while.
I'm going out to dinner. Maybe I'll go to Slay tonight, Sonano. I'm going to dinner tonight.
I was there for Mother's Day.
Excellent.
Were you?
Did you go to Italian or Fish and Chop?
Italian.
Yeah. Because you can take the kids. And Matteo likes it, right?
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
You know, I went to dinner at Ruth's Chris on Sunday, which
I haven't been to
delicious.
A Ruth's Chris in a long time. It's a great steakhouse. So,
You know what? Have you been to Ruth's Chris?
I actually was one in San Antonio when I did the Alamo Bowl this past season.
So when they deliver the steak, it's like in butter and it's sizzling. Yeah. Do you hold up the napkin to like protect your clothes from the sizzling?
I usually just move the chair back.
No, it's a tradition. And
okay.
When we go, you hold up the napkin to protect your clothes from the sizzling steak.
The last time I went to a Ruth's Chris, I went with Michael.
Yeah.
And he did three offensive things. Okay. You guys can tell me which one of these is the most offensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go. Yeah.
First, he walked in sweats. I'm not talking like he had an old pair of sweatpants on and a Chicago White Sox top.
I believe right at the door it says business casual.
Right.
So I think he's
that
broken
was his
that
idea.
Rule.
Okay, so number two, he was worried.
But you know they do let senior citizens get away with a lot of
stuff. Oh, right, old people do get away with a lot.
He was worried.
We should show him his obit reel.
That they would not allow him to put ketchup on his steak because some steakhouses get offended by that.
Yes.
So he brought his own mini bottle of ketchup that he stole off of the airplane into the steakhouse.
So did they tell him he's not allowed to bring?
He didn't want to take a chance. He said, can I get, before I even say, because we had fries on the table.
Yeah.
I said, can we get some ketchup for the fries? And Michael reaches into his pocket and puts a mini bottle of ketchup on the table. He goes, don't need it, brought my own.
Wow.
All right, that's number two.
Okay.
Number three, he didn't know if they would have Camus at the restaurant. And, you know, it's not uncommon that you would bring in a bottle and pay the corkage fee.
Right, for sure.
Instead, Michael walked in
with a
completely full red Solo cup.
Oh, boy.
Very classy.
Full of Camus.
He sounds like a very classy guy.
Well, he picks up the check, so he is a very nice,
rich
guy. Yeah, you want to go out with the guy.
Yeah.
But which one of those things is the most offensive? The sweats, the ketchup, or the red Solo cup?
I got to say it's the red Solo cup.
Yeah.
That is just
Bergman,
weird.
What do you
the
think?
The sweats is pretty close, though.
It's the red Solo cup, for sure.
And
you
by
can
the
go
way,
and just, the goals are fine.
I'm surprised they even let him in holding a red Solo cup.
What does Tyler think? Does Tyler speak?
Yeah, Tyler.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get him to speak
We're trying to get him to talk. What do you think,
For me, it's the sweatpants. I'm big on, like, presentation and coming in and looking nice. If he's got a suit on and he's got a red Solo cup, I might dismiss it.
Here was the best part. The maitre
d'
comes up to him and goes, sir, can I pour that wine into a wine glass? And Michael goes, no thanks, I'm good.
Oh, <You know>? Man.
Hey, the man likes it the way he likes it, you know?
Exactly.
Exactly right.
It feels like it tastes better in the glass, though. Anything. Beer.
Anything,
all that stuff.
Well, it's National Wine Day. Did you know that?
I did.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming up.
So Mason's
big
mom,
day at the house.
Mason's mom had a sweet wine the other day, and she asked him to put it in a wine glass with ice. And I told him that's not that unusual.
I was a little embarrassed.
So I was just out to dinner during the Western Conference Finals with PJ and those guys.
Yeah, well, PJ is a wine
doing the games with those
is
guys.
A wine aficionado.
So we ended up in Denver. There was nothing open late. Mm-hmm. It's like ridiculous.
Roll
the
up the sidewalks.
So, but there's this really cool like high end burger joint that's open late. And PJ, first he ordered a martini. And then after the martini, he ordered a glass of wine, but he wanted white wine, but it was room temperature. So he told the waitress, he's like, can I get a couple of, like a cup of ice? So he put, a few cubes in it for a couple seconds, just kind of spun it around just to eventually like
chill
make
it
colder. Right. And then that's it.
And then
poured them out.
My mom was sipping with the wine.
With the ice in it.
And the ice in it.
Right, like it was lemonade.
And it was crushed ice, too.
Ooh, that's weird.
It was like super sweet Moscato wine.
No, mom,
with crushed ice. See, I was kind of like.
No, mom.
Mom.
Mom, no.
Oh, leave Donna alone.
Don't order that
one. She's a senior citizen. Leave her alone.
Yeah, you're right.
That's senior true, like Michael Thompson.
Like Michael Thompson.
Right.
My mom and Michael Thompson.
Don't bother. Don't
get away with a lot.
Don't bother the elders.
Yeah.
All right, let the elders be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for some super crosstalk.
There is no love boat because
there's no love boat.
No, there's no love boat.
Love boat.
Because I got a text that said, "Stand by, something has happened."
Oh, that's all he said. I mean, you know,
that
that's
is very cappy.
That is fantastic. And we're all could be, left to
literally,
wonder.
It could be. It could be. He went to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Or it could be the place is on fire.
Right. Could be.
It would be the same text.
Yeah. Save my Lomi. All right.
Stand by.
I paid for that for your daughter.
Something has happened.
So, Cap is, by the way,
he's an interesting character.
He is a very unusual guy. Let me just mention that Game of Games was powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, Jacob, you go to calljacob.com or you call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Thank you to Jacob and Ronnie. Yeah, I mean, you never know with that guy. You never know with that guy.
It's
Did he offend
something.
Any guests yesterday?
No. I told him when Windhorse came on after all the stuff we've dealt with recently, I was like,
"You said you will treat him with respect, damn it."
I said, "Just ask the question. Don't give me what you think. Yeah. Don't tell me how curious you are about something. Just give him the straight question."
Yes.
That's so, it.
Did he follow your lead?
Not really. The first question
up,
took 6 hours.
So we had they pulled this drop. I said this on the air.
Shut up, Windhorse.
I don't remember the context of it.
Yeah.
But I do remember
yelling,
"Shut up, Windhorse."
Well, I remember this. So this is when I was doing the afternoon show by myself, Sedano and Friends.
Oh, yeah, Sedano
remember?
And Friends.
And Windhorse would come in occasionally in studio, and Mina and all these people would hang out with me. And Windhorse, you had... I guess he stiffed you guys on
on a number of occasions.
Brian stiffed
you. A couple of times he stiffed you, and you claimed that's it, he's banned, whatever.
Yeah, he's
banned. I'm done with Brian.
And then that drop became a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Play it again.
And
shut up, Windhorse.
Yeah. Right. It was that. Yeah. And then I want to say within like a week, he was here in studio, ready to come in with me.
And Mason, of course, totally cowered.
He went, "Brian Windhorse,
I know,
why don't you come in studio with us during
crosstalk?"
You guys have
convenient memories. Your memory of the facts do not match mine.
Shut up, Windhorse.
What is your memory
of
the facts?
Is that not exactly how it happened?
That was exactly how it went.
What is your memory of the facts?
My memory of the facts is this. Brian did stiff us on a couple of occasions.
Right. He did.
And so we banned him. Which we used to do back in the day. Brian Windhorse, banned.
I did ban.
And
him.
A week later, he was here to do the show with me.
And Brian and I brokered a peace between us.
But there's
Brian
a lot of peace brokering going on around
Brian
here.
Brian and I had a private convo.
He was in here with you and me.
No, I had a private convo.
After?
He was
sitting right here with me. There was
And then you invited him in
when we were doing crosstalk.
Yes,
and
it was in the middle.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to say, "You're banned."
Yes.
Shut up, Windhorse.
I want to be polite.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
This is what you should say to Windhorse. Jorge, what should he say to Windhorse?
Shut up, Windhorse.
I told you were gone during a game, and I told him for Christmas I'm buying him flip flops. What size is he? He's a flip flopper this
15,
Mason.
By the way.
Yeah, I'm sure. You wish.
I'm sure.
But that's a strong play right there. Get that out there. You see what Harry Styles? You're the new Harry Styles.
Yeah, size 15.
Oh,
size
but that's 15. Exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
Because you're a. This is why we love you. You're a piece of work, man.
All right.
I mean, he's trying to
work in progress.
He's trying to come for your belt.
Yeah.
He's not there
who
yet.
Who is coming
Cappy.
For my Cappy. Oh, Cappy's right there, though.
He's trying to come for that belt.
He's but definitely
still,
the Mason of your show.
You're still he is, but you're still like the top of that mountain still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're running around naked still.
Yeah, still.
Exactly.
But I tell you what. That better win bit of the year, or I am...
I thought that's not the award you wanted to win, though.
No, but I...
You said you didn't care about any other award except show of the
right.
year. Flip flop!
The only awards I care about
No,
are...
you said award singular
yes, you did.
Half an hour ago.
Shut up, Mason.
The only awards I care about are the ones I win. That's it. The rest of them don't...
Shut up!
Why? But there's a lot of shut up around here.
There is a lot. That was Keyshawn, I believe.
Shut up, LeVar.
Shut up, LeVar. Boy, LeVar has kind of gone into the ether.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his son didn't play very much last year. Well, neither of them did, actually.
Yeah, neither.
Both of them were hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean,
I don't know LaMelo that well, but I really...
He's a nice player when he's
Oh,
healthy.
No, he's incredible.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back because he's on that fantasy team with me, you, and...
You traded for him.
Right, for next year for a keeper.
Exactly.
In the little dictator league.
Yeah.
But
Lonzo is such a nice kid, man. Like, he's had such awful luck with the injuries in Chicago. It's brutal.
And I really like Lonzo.
He's turned into a great player. Yeah. Like, he can shoot threes now at a really high clip, and he's got all the other stuff you wanted from
him. He's kind of had an Andrew Bynum arc. Like, really good
potential. Yeah, every time he's... And
every time he gets
it
going, he gets hurt.
And LaMelo, is this going to be a thing with him? I don't know.
He's been hurt a couple of times. Shut up, Mason.
Oh, wow.
Love Boat, he's here.
Love it.
Screw you, Cappy. Seriously, you come in here with Shut Up, Mason?
I mean, I was told it was going to be funny.
Hey, you said something has happened.
What happened? Oh, yeah, what happened? What'd you text
for? I just had like a whole, you know...
You were just late.
Outage. No. I just had like a whole internet outage, you know? I was coming up and then I couldn't come up and then tomorrow I'm coming up. And
sounds
was...
like a personal problem.
It does. I know. Things sound like they're coming up.
All right. So do you guys watch Succession?
No, I just started.
Oh,
Cappy,
so
do you?
I haven't picked it back up.
Because Brian Cox just came out and told Deadline Hollywood that he feels, Brian Cox is the actor who played Logan Roy, that Logan Roy was taken out too early. I disagree.
Wait. Did you just say that Logan Roy was taken out?
Yeah, but the name of the show, Cap, is Succession.
Yeah, eventually he's going to be gone.
It's about who succeeds Logan Roy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I thought he got whacked.
No,
it wasn't whacked.
There is no murder.
Yeah, this ain't The Sopranos, bro.
Yeah, but I disagree with him. We were always wanting to see which one of the idiot kids took over,
right.
And that's what we're getting now. And the last episode is this week.
I agree with Brian Cox. They're missing that crazy volcano in the middle of
everything. You are not serious people.
He could have lived a few more episodes. Sedano, I'm not there yet, but I don't care. I knew. I saw it all over the internet. So
it's impossible to avoid when something.
Well, where
happens.
Are you in all this, Sedano?
Oh, I'm in the first season, so.
Oh, okay. So
it's
season well worth. It's well worth picking up, especially with the writer's strike coming. You guys, there's not going to be any new content.
Yeah.
So that if you haven't seen Succession, go back and watch it.
Cappy had a good idea for us. He says we should do a show where all four of us, me, Cappy, and the girls, we all are watching a show at the same time.
Committed to it.
That's smart.
Committed
and it doesn't
to
have to be a new show. It could be an old show that nobody's seen, that the four of us haven't seen.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Though that's hard with Lindsay because I feel like she watches everything.
She has seen everything.
No.
Lindsay's seen every documentary.
Correct. That's fair.
You got it. Yeah. That's right. And so convincing Lindsay to watch a show
that's not a doc could be
difficult to convince her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, aren't you all watching Ted Lasso?
I am, but I don't believe... But we're already... That's almost at the end, though.
I'm still stuck on episode four of season three? See, I said the same thing.
I'm sick of him.
And I tried to
Ted Lasso. I'm sick of Ted Lasso.
It's gotten so
much
better.
Wait a minute,
I thought you came
around on it.
I don't want to watch an 87-minute episode of Ted Lasso
being cheery and telling...
No,
but it's 79 minutes.
79 minutes.
It used to be a breezy half hour. The one they dropped last night.
Yeah,
you're kidding
me. The last season has been over an hour each episode. But I actually think it's not like cheery Ted Lasso. There's a lot of like tons of subplots about like... depression and all sorts of stuff. There's people like having real life problems.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Get it over with.
Right.
Shut up.
I'm not done. People who are better at fantasy football.
Shut up. Shut up. You're done. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not done. You're done.
Kamenetsky.
Shut up.
This is the Kamenetskys.
Wow. I know.
From where?
What? Both of them.
That's as mad as I've ever heard Andy be.
No, you missed it last week.
You missed
it
with me and him and Kyrie.
Oh, Andy and Sedano. There was like a fight bell, and I had to get between them.
What were the respective positions?
I said you have to, if you can get Kyrie to line up with AD, you absolutely take that chance.
I'm 100% with you.
And he said,
no chance, non-starter, he's crazy. But like that was just like no matter what.
What do you mean, Kyrie? Wait, say
he
it again.
He basically
George?
Said that Kyrie would have to take the mid-level exemption for him to be considered, which is absurd.
No.
Yeah, but they'd have to get rid of all the good stuff
to get Kyrie in. Flesh this out a little bit. Mason, you don't want Kyrie. Bergman doesn't want him at all.
I don't want him.
Cappy doesn't either.
Cappy doesn't either.
So, but let's say you could get him on a team-friendly deal. What is that deal? In other words, I don't think you can get him on a one-year deal. George, if you give him two years, 60.
2 years with a team option.
Yeah. You think he does it? It might be the best offer he gets. Is Dallas going to give him that?
I mean, I thought I heard Ramona say she thinks Dallas will give him the full four.
He's eligible for 47.
But I listen.
Wait, Dallas can give him $200 million?
No, I'm saying he's eligible for 47.
But what he's eligible for and what he's worth on the open market are two different things.
Right.
What's he worth on the open market?
Well, Cuban moves so much good stuff for him.
I think he's eligible for like one 184 or something like that, near 200. Yeah.
And Bobby Marks,
well, he said $47 million a year, so that's his
max number is $47 million.
So okay, that's so 94 million twice, right?
Yeah, 188.
Yeah,
that's a Clay Thompson deal.
Right? You'd have to get rid of everything. You'd have to get rid of Rui and Austin and all those.
Well, not
guys.
Austin.
Well, Rui, Vanderbilt. And down the list, according to Bobby Marks, you'd have to get rid of a bunch of stuff.
Coach Dave Miller just texted me.
Oh, no.
Said,
shut up.
And by the way, where did Andy Kamenetsky play or coach or work in a front office?
Now we've all ganged up on Andy.
He never coached before.
Other than the fact that Andy stole the blame pie. He's a good guy.
He did steal the blame pie.
Now, they
from
claim
us.
You stole.
Yeah,
I know what they claim.
You know what?
We know
I
the
feel
truth.
Like you guys, now that I think about it, I've always kind of leaned into that joke with them, but. You guys have been around way longer.
Right.
It had to have been you guys.
We were doing blame pies when they were in their cribs.
Wait, we were doing guys, blame pies where they were in St. Louis.
Wait, you guys think that you guys came up with the blame pie and that they took credit for
it?
No,
we did. We don't think. We did come up with the blame pie and they took credit for it.
Oh, see, I thought I came up with the blame pie in
1998. Okay. Shut up, Mason.
We started in 1994, Cap. We got
Well, are you allowed to talk food still? Or no? Are you done with food, too? Food category
not,
off the
we
table?
We did not talk food. Oh, no, we talked schnitzel.
Oh, I heard you.
Do you like schnitzel?
But George, I'm an idiot. I thought schnitzel was a dessert.
No, that's strudel. No, strudel. Is
yeah, maybe I'm confusing schnitzel and strudel.
It sounds schnitzel. Like. Schnitzel crispy.
Cappy, do you know what
crispy,
schnitzel
yes.
is?
Yeah, I love schnitzel.
I'm taking everybody for schnitzel this weekend. Who's
nice.
In?
Oh, if it was
I'd
any
love to
other
go.
Weekend.
You want
to
go, Cappy?
I'd love to go for schnitzel.
We're going to have a night of schnitzel. Do you want to go?
I'll pass. Though.
Memorial Day weekend, you don't want some schnitzel?
If it was any other weekend, George is going to a memorial.
Yes, on Memorial Day.
Jorge, what about you? You want some schnitzel?
No, that's Milanesa.
You're
going to
pass? Milanesa. Bergman?
No, I'm good. Thanks,
just me and Tyler?
I'm never going to say
schnitzel.
I'm
going. I'm going.
Cappy.
But now listen, by the way, speaking of schnitzel, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Does everybody here know what the menu will be at Michael's Fiesta?
Mm. Oh, I'm supposed to forward you the address he sent it to me to send to you.
It will be catered. I know that.
Okay. The reason I asked is because of what George just said. I heard everybody ask the question, hey, did you make the cut? Did you make the cut? Everybody's like, yeah, I made the cut. Everybody's excited they made the cut. So I go into my email. I'm like, well, if the guys have all made the cut, I mean, maybe they emailed me, you know? And then I go into my email. There's nothing from Michael Thompson. There's nothing from ESPN LA. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, maybe he sent it to my ESPN email. But as you guys all know, I don't have an ESPN email. They won't give me one.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he sent me the date and his address.
Yeah, he sent me the date
and he said,
the
don't bring anything.
He said, don't bring anything.
Said,
what are you guys going to bring?
Let Cappy know.
What are you going
to
bring?
We should bring something just to annoy him.
Oh, we're going
to
bring. Everybody's got to bring something just to piss
just
him
to
off.
Annoy
yeah.
I'm going to bring him a bottle of Dos Hombres. Why don't you bring a tequila
mandala?
I'm going to bring him a box of red Solo cups.
I think that's an awesome gift. Yeah.
Tequila mandala is a good idea, George. Let me see if I can score a couple bottles.
Yeah.
Bring him.
You mean score another couple of bottles? Like this man, it's not even his endorsement. He's had more bottles than I've had.
Is that right?
I swear to God,
Cappy,
on this.
What are you doing?
Well, I recently gave two bottles to a friend of mine who got married.
Jason Roberts,
you're re-gifting them.
Free bottles.
Oh. Well, I don't know if I'd say re-gifting. I'd say I'm passing through, you know?
Yeah, you're a pass-through, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, Brian sent us bottles of Dos Hombres.
Yeah.
The Dos Hombres, have you done
it's
Dos
great.
Hombres?
I did it at the remote.
Yeah, it's really nice and
smoky.
When I left the game on Monday night, in the second quarter, I went to my favorite watering hole.
Yeah.
And I had a blood orange margarita with Dos Hombres. It was fantastic.
Who were you with?
It was with Juan.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Juan
and you in the watering hole.
Exactly. At the watering hole. I call it the watering hole.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Cheers.
Yeah.
Just like Cheers.
They know your name.
Yeah. Everybody, my dad always had a watering hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always had a place. Like, I'll tell this story.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, my dad used to carouse out all night long. And so we would have to call the bar to see if we could get him on the phone to get him to come home.
Not the same story.
I've never told this story. Yeah. First it was the town club. Then it was a place called the Dugout Lounge. And we were always trying to get, come on, Dad, go to the Dugout. But we remember the numbers. 2430134 was the number for the Dugout. We always had to call the Dugout, try to get Dad to come home. But he had a watering hole. He had a regular place, a place to go. I think actually a watering hole, the concept of a bar, is a really good thing. Because it's a place to get together.
It's communal.
It's a place to commune. It's all that stuff. Yeah. So watering holes are very underrated.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have one?
I don't, no.
No?
And you know, I do.
You sure? Do you, Cappy?
Oh, yeah. Got a couple of them.
Yeah?
And I didn't have one. And then my girlfriend, she likes to have a watering hole, you know?
Yeah.
And so now, because she has a couple, now they're mine, too.
Now, what's your drink?
Well, I'm a very, very simple person, Mace.
Yes, you are. I totally agree.
Very simple. Yeah. Simple man.
He had
man.
Coors Light yesterday when we went out for dinner.
Drank a Coors Light. But generally, I'm a Tito's soda lime person. I'm not.
Oh,
I don't,
simple.
See, you like all these mixologists, and you give them their chance and say, mix it up for me. Yep. I'm super simple.
The place I went to a couple weeks ago, they had, it was called a Cricket. It had cream de menthe in it, okay, which I haven't even heard of for 100 years. And it had a cricket on top of one big ice cube. I'm like, no, this is not my flavor. This is not. They actually put a cricket on the ice
funny.
Cube.
El gusano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not working.
You don't have the worm with the tequila?
No. Do they
never done that?
It's on mezcal, too.
Do they still put worms in tequilas?
Sometimes, right?
What is the, what is the purpose of it? To kill it or to drown it?
Yes,
or
cure it.
To cure it,
you just put it in there and just let it be. Just
how about when people have those little scorpions in tequila bottles? You ever seen anybody eat a scorpion out of a tequila bottle?
No, thank you.
Can't say that I have.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, I have seen that.
You've witnessed that?
I witnessed
where
it in my life.
Where did you see that?
With my own two eyes.
Where at?
In Mexico.
Oh, in Mexico. You had the scorpion in the
You guys have never heard of this before?
Never. No, you're never
just,
a scorpion.
I assume you're
and
just
Briones
making it up.
And Briones is shaking his head at you.
Briones, you never heard of this before, huh? Is there anybody listening right now that can confirm
Twitter.
I'm actually seeing it. There's a bottle called Scorpion Tequila, and there's a scorpion at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be
good.
That's
a
nice, good branding.
Nice gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. Who's for schnitzel this weekend? Come on! for schnitzel?
If it was any other weekend.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah. Can't believe everybody's turning down schnitzel.
Yeah. Jason Roberts just texted. Hold on.
He said there's
scorpions.
George,
you should definitely bring Michael Thompson a bottle of Tequila Mandala for his fiesta.
I'm going to bring two bottles.
No, you are
I don't
not-
think you guys understand. This is going to be by far the most people Michael's ever had
in his
house.
Oh, my God, for sure.
He's
a hermit.
He has never invited people to come over to his house. His house is spectacular.
Should we all wear sweatpants in his honor?
Oh, that would be funny.
Zubaz.
That's a good idea.
Oh.
That would be
everybody
funny.
Everybody wear sweatpants to Michael Thompson.
Wait, do you see it?
House.
It's right on the ocean. Yeah. He's got a big pool. He's got a putting green cap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
can't
I'm
wait. Now I feel like George is now holding out on my invite, you know?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I have to send this.
No, he'll tell you. He totally forgot about you, and then George went to him and said, hey, what about Cappy and Michael Thompson? Said,
right.
Okay.
I feel like I shouldn't even go. I feel like I should definitely not go.
You're an afterthought.
Right.
You're an afterthought.
I wasn't really truly invited.
He doesn't have your number.
Yeah, it's weird. We don't have each other's numbers.
Yeah.
There's times I want to text him, and I'm like, I go to text. You know, it's funny because I have a buddy of mine in real estate, and his name is Michael Thompson.
Mm.
And I have texted him several times thinking I was texting Michael. And then he'll get back to me and he's like, are you sure this is for me? Because I don't really care about the Lakers.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Hey, we're done. But the party continues. Party, party, oh party.
And stupidity.
And stupidity on the way. We're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up for you now, Shedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.